Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. This is week three of our June Ladies Month, and we're going to hear from Nitro Nikki Residlo. We're also going to hear from Tyler from Lodermeyer's in Goodhue, Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Lufagers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis repair shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lufagers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com. Racing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our auto clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Since 1972, we, the Miskin family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is week three of our June Ladies Month, and I am joined by Modified Driver Nikki Residlo. And Nikki, what are your earliest memories of being at the track with your dad, Paul?
Oh my goodness, earliest memories. That's fun. I always tell the story of when I was a little 4 or 5 year old girl, as early as you can remember, sitting in the back of the truck watching my dad and thinking he was looking and waving every time. But I also remember some specifics of cars, of numbers and colors that stood out to me once I started racing, once I really got into it. I said, man, that looks so familiar. And I'd meet the driver and they'd say, yeah, I used to race with your dad. So it's fun to look back, like number 45, Bob Broking. He used to race with my dad and Daryl Nelson and the Wegemans. I remember all those cars from way back, and it's really fun to race with them and with their children now.
Nikki, it was really cool when I mentioned I was going to have you on the Dirt Show. My website guy, John, just lit up. He grew up in the Superior area and was a huge fan of your dad's. When did your dad get started racing, and how long did he race?
My dad raced for quite a while. He started when he was 15 years old. Close to 16, but not quite there. So he had to fudge that a little bit to race. So he started back then. All of his brothers did. My grandpa and great uncles, racing ran deep in our family. So he started at 15, and he raced all the way up until 2001.
Nikki, and we've heard some great stories over the years. Back in the day, being able to drive if you were under 16 and didn't have a driver's license, they had to try some unique things to be able to get out on the track, where nowadays it seems much easier.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun story. He used to switch from the passenger seat to the front seat to roll into the racetrack on the final stretch. So they'd say, well, where's your driver's license? You need to be 16. He goes, well, I am 16. I just drove here, even though, you know, he had just swapped seats. So he'd kind of play around and convince them he was 16 right then.
Nikki, Old World Meets in Duluth has been in a family for three generations, and you really got your start at the business, selling lemonade out front, standing on a milk crate at the cash register, which probably raised a few eyebrows, hoping that when they paid their bill, this young lady behind the cash register actually had their total correct.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of double counting on the way out the door. But yeah, I got started about 6-7 years old in the beginning of my go-kart racing days. I used to work alongside my dad. I started then and there at a little lemonade stand, and now we joke that us Rosidlos were all born with the entrepreneurial spirit.
Nikki, you started racing at age 7. What do you remember about getting that very first kart and taking it to the track with your dad?
I was so nervous, but I didn't know exactly what to think. So a lot of my friends, younger and older, were there at the racetrack, and you know, we had all started to get into it around the same time. A couple of my biggest memories in the go-kart days. My first go-kart was a flat go-kart, so they don't have cages or seatbelts. The body of it, my dad had made to look exactly like his number 69 late model, with the spoiler and everything in the back and the big nose on it. It looked exactly like it. Same stickers for sponsors and everything. I've got a couple pictures. I have a picture of my first win and my first time strapping into that go-kart with my dad putting my helmet on. Two pictures that I absolutely cherish and we have framed.
That had to make a dramatic visual impression, not only the car, but you also as a female coming to race. And the first three female drivers this month, Ashlyn, Tiana, and now yourself, all got their starts in karting. Karting is a huge family bonding experience.
Absolutely, and I'm not sure if I told you, but we built a go-kart track, too, to get families together and get kids started in racing. And when I was racing, I raced with a good dozen kids that came from karts. The majority of the young people racing today did. You have Johnny Broking and James Giassi and Cody Carlson. Actually, quite a few young people started in karts. It's great because you spend so much time with a family that's precious and, I mean, it's beyond valuable. You make the memories that no money can buy. You can go to the lake and spend some time on the lake now and again, and yeah, that's great. But there's so much emotion with racing that can't be mimicked. The highs and the lows, the proud moments. I always said I kept racing because there was no better feeling than watching my parents. It was wonderful to see them light up when I came off the racetrack. And it was great to hear the criticism, too. I've been chewed out a time or two, but I'm thankful for each of those times because I learned so much, not only in racing, but as a person.
And that was a Copper Creek karting facility that you were actually the owners.
Yeah, it was Copper Creek Motorsports Park. We had a dirt track and a pavement track.
Nikki, you were so successful in karting, you had 27 feature wins in a row and even got tagged Nitro Nikki because after winning so many times, they actually accused you of doctoring your fuel, which was false, but they couldn't figure out how you were winning so much.
Yeah, that's another fun story. So when I was about 10 years old or so, I loved racing so much that before school, I would, you know, run and grab a thermometer and hold it up to the heat lamp in the bathroom and say, Mom, look at this, 101. I have to stay home from work. And she, a business owner herself, said, I'm sorry, but I can't stay home with you. You better call your dad and see if he can leave work and go work on the racetrack today. dirt tracks take so much time to pack and water and sheepsfoot and grade. Every day you have to be out there. And I knew my dad was going to be out there. So I said, Dad, I'm sick. Can I come to the racetrack with you? Yeah, sure, kid. Well, can I bring my go-kart? Oh, this again. Yeah, you can bring your go-kart. So I'd call, I'd play hooky quite a bit and get a lot of practice in. Well, after, I didn't know it was 27 wins, but after some time, I started to get the hang of things, and I was accused of cheating over and over again. So they'd take tire samples, and then we would swap motors right at the track. So I would take somebody else's motor, and their kid would race mine, and nothing added up. We all had the same Briggs & Stratton little motors. So finally, they said, I know what it is. It's got to be nitro. There's got to be nitro in the fuel, nitro, Nikki. And that's how that came about.
Karts took you to micros and to the Wisconsin Dirt Track State Championships in Menominee and also the Outlaw Dirt Nationals in Knoxville, Iowa. What were your most memorable moments from karting?
We used to have a big race called the King of the Wings, and that would pull in people from all over the country. We had a bunch of kids that came from Michigan, a lot from Missouri, but there was a young racer who was just out of this world in the go-karts, in the 500cc winged outlaw sprints. And I believe that he went on to race NASCAR for a short amount of time, too. But this young kid was just incredible. And to meet all these people from all over the country with the same passion was really neat. I mean, meeting people from everywhere and seeing that this love for racing runs deep and wide was neat. One of my biggest memories, not the best, was rolling when I was young before we opened our own go-kart track. We visited another track in our area. Unfortunately, they didn't allow roll cages on the carts at all with these flat carts. So I rolled, and there was a lot of concern about taking the race car off me. I must have been 8 or 9 years old. They thought I had broke my neck or back as this young kid, and it was a pretty big ordeal. But when we wanted to put cages on them, they had some resistance to it. So the one thing led to another, and we ended up opening our own go-kart track with cages. I guess that's how it all got started, was just adding a little more safety features to it. So it didn't happen again. But luckily, no broken back, no broken neck, and I was back in a race car in a couple weeks.
On the other end of the spectrum, your dad was in a serious racing accident at Amsoil Speedway in Superior and broke his back. How did that accident affect the family and his desire for you to keep racing?
He was out of the game for quite a while. He was in a back brace, and breaking his back was very, very challenging for him in work and coaching my softball and racing and whatnot. But that was the point where he wanted me to get started. Obviously, freak accidents like his back don't happen often, and we always hope they never happen. And his was totally a fluke. As he rolled his car, he went up on the right side and slammed back down. And on a super tacky track. And when he slammed back down, and I'm probably simplifying the story more than I should, but his seat slammed down through onto the clay, and he compressed his spine and broke his back. I mean, it happens every now and again, but he knew how much I loved to play around the racetrack and the race cars, and his friend Troy Powers mentioned getting me into racing and go-karts like his son had, and said, yeah, you can bring Nikki out. Have her try Jonathan's go-kart. And we did, and I loved it.
Nikki, how did the decision to jump into a modified come about, and what was everyone's reaction? Because it wasn't like there was a ton of female modified drivers in your region. You were going to be the only one.
Yeah, that was the most challenging experience I've had. So I got into a modified at 16 years old, and that came about when my dad and his friend Dale Fitch were chatting about what the next step is, and we were kind of getting out of the go-karts and starting to phase out of the sprint cars. So they had came to me one night and said, if you want to and you're interested, we can go test out one of the big cars. I said, well, what kind of big cars? Like a pure stock? He goes, no, like a modified. Dad, I can't do that. There's no way. I don't know anything about those cars. They're really big. I mean, I'm 16 years old. He goes, well, I believe in you. I think that you can do it. Do you want to at least try? I said, give me some time to think on it. And I spent quite a while pondering, and I figured this is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If I say no now, I won't get a chance. That'll be the end of my racing. So I gave it a try. And as you could expect, it wasn't great. It was so challenging to be young and try to understand what is going on with this car. But our goal for the first year was just to get out on the track, hang out in the back, get the feel for things. Don't be a hazard, because there's nothing worse than someone going onto the racetrack when they don't belong there and causing problems. But everybody starts somewhere. So if someone went out onto the racetrack and you expected them to know exactly what they were doing and you know, how not to be a danger, that's great, but it's a little unrealistic. We all start somewhere. I hung out in the back and I minded my own. And over time I pushed and I pushed and I learned more. It was a really challenging time to understand what was going on in the car. So it was a lot of late night explaining everything from how an engine works and combustion and what do the shocks do? How do you choose a gear? What's what on a race car? And after trying to put things together, things got better. Little by little by little, we upgraded in equipment little by little. And for a long time, I was very, very tough on myself. I always wanted to do better and better, and I always thought and hoped I could. But then one day I woke up and I really looked at my racing program and how far it had come. And that instead of just trying to get a top 10, now it was top 5. And then it was, let's see if we can get top 3 in a heat race. And then it was, how can we make the draw? And when's my first win going to be? What's it going to be like? We're close. We can taste it. What are we going to do? What's it going to take? And with that, with the drive, with the time put in, with better understanding the track and its conditions, better understanding etiquette on the track with other racers, even the small little things the normal person wouldn't think of, with that eventually came a little more respect. Because that was the most challenging part, being young, being female, and racing with people that raced with my dad or, you know, double my age or triple my age.
You were off to a great start in the modifieds, earning respect from other drivers and finishing up front, and then the flood came. We watched the footage on TV. It was unbelievable destruction. And when you think about it from a logical standpoint, when you look at Duluth on the side of a hill, most people didn't have flood insurance, because why would you? You would never expect anything like that. And for your family business, it was a lot of destruction, and it seemed like everything just came to a stop that day.
Yeah, that was beyond unexpected. Duluth is a hill, so how do you flood a hill? Well, we did. A hill flooded. I remember kayaking through the street and kayaking through my dad's parking lot. So our building actually sank down on one side significantly, or you could walk in there and set a ball down and it would roll quickly to the other side of the building. There was so much damage to the store, to our homes. It took a long time to get things back together, and at that point we were just starting to expand into beef sticks and plant our roots in the snack stick part of the business. We were just starting to sell to other states and really grow that, but that was put to a halt.
Nikki, there is a picture of you racing your modified, and all you can see is literally the underside of the car. Do you remember that picture? And it sounds like you were actually able to save it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another fun one, too. I came home one day, and my dad doesn't use Facebook, but I said, Dad, I'm famous. He goes, famous for what? I said, well, look at this, Modified Madness. Just posted this picture from my race the other day. He goes, oh, well, good advertising, bad advertising. What the hell, it's all advertising. So I know that wasn't the picture I had hoped, but it's a really cool picture. It was at Proctor Speedway. I think I was running second that day, and it was a super, super tacky track. And I tossed in nice and hard to 3 and 4, but I caught a rut. So it threw the car up on its side. I mean, I was almost 90 degrees, and obviously without thinking about it, those things happen pretty fast. I steered into it a little bit to kind of transfer some weight, and the car ended up coming back down, and I just went over the edge of the track. I didn't roll. No one else was affected by it at all. All I did was I broke my left rear shock. That's it. And I'll take that. That could have been a lot of damage to a new car. I remember, I believe it was Jody Belfi came up to me and said, hey, can I put my logo underneath the car so it can get some airtime? Or someone had joked about putting a sticker on the pan underneath the car.
At least there was some good humor in that. And you also attended UMD in Duluth, where you were a cheerleader for the men's hockey team. Hockey is kind of a big deal in Duluth.
Yeah, hockey is like our football in the South up here in Duluth. It's all we talk about. Almost everyone has UMD tickets or watches them, or it's a big event. So going to college and cheerleading for it was fun for a couple years. It was a short stint. I did it for a couple years. I enjoyed it, but I got more involved in the businesses instead.
You graduated with a marketing and management degree, and you have now opened your own business with your mom. I wanted to have you on the Dirt Show during Ladies Month to highlight your business because, number one, it's a unique business, and it's also a Minnesota business, and cancer has affected so many people. Tell people what you do for a living.
Sure. So my mom actually started a business about 33 years ago now. It's called Heidi's Mastectomy and Compression Store. So really we focus on products for women who've gone through breast cancer, post-surgical bras and breast forms. We also do compression garments for anyone who has swelling in any limbs or vein problems. We actually, for being such a specific small niche, 1 in 8 women will have breast cancer, and almost all of them in this area will come see us. We also have a location in Edina, too. We cover quite a bit of area.
Nikki, you have also now retired from racing to focus on your business. What are your favorite memories of being the only female with WSOTA modified driver in your area at the time you were racing?
Being such a tough critic on myself the whole time in racing, some of my favorite memories are the times that these racers that I absolutely admire would come up to me and congratulate me, or, you know, just chit-chat about the race or whatever. And when the dynamic changed from, oh, you know, I was watching, you should do this, to, wow, that was a nice move, or nice job, congratulations. Those all really meant the world to me. It was wonderful to hear that from people. My best racing memory was Hibbing Raceway. It was just a regular old night at the track in the MB Custom. It was the second or third race in the MB, and I drew pretty well, did pretty well in the heat, which was kind of abnormal for me at Hibbing. But that feature time, I started third row outside, so six, and my dad said, come on, kid, I know you've got it in you, just hammer down tonight. So as soon as they dropped the green, I'm notorious for letting them get too aggressive in the first corner, because you don't win the race on the first corner or the first lap. You win it by being smart and making it to the end. So I'm normally not super aggressive. Well, that night, I saw some pockets starting to open up. So that first lap, I was like, all right, here it goes. We're going to try this out. First 5 laps, I had made it up to third. After that, got into second with a nice slick move. And I raced lap for lap the rest of that race without any caution. Well, it might have been a couple cautions, I think. With Bob Broking. Lap for lap, I had him by a mile in 1 and 2 up on the high side, and he was crawling around the bottom. Well, 3 and 4, he'd get me every time by a few feet. So lap for lap, we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And he ended up winning by about 5 feet, a yard and a half. And I would take it. That was my feature win, was racing against somebody that I had watched race with my dad, that I could remember sitting there watching. And for him to come up and give me a hug and say, good job, kid, was great. It's my best racing memory, was how it felt that day to watch my parents hug me and jump up and down and say, I knew you could do it, kid.
In the future, could we see another generation on the racetrack?
Yep, there will be another generation of Residlos, in go-karts at least, I'm sure. I'm sure of that. Hopefully we can find a racetrack nearby up here. It sounds like Menominee is going to be the closest, or Cedar Lake.
Nikki, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. I appreciate your time and can't wait to see you up at the meat market or at your business in Duluth.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of 4-day Knoxville Nationals second-floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second-floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme! Extreme! Powder coating! Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor. Extreme Powder Coating. Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stock since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tyler Lodemeyer from Lodemeyer's in Goodhue, Minnesota. And Tyler, people who have an acreage living outside the city limits, rural lifestyle listeners, or even people living inside the city limits that have a good-sized lot. You carry the Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors, and these tractors are amazing. You look at the attachments, the versatility. Everybody could utilize one of these.
Yeah, they have some great benefits, whether you're moving snow, mowing, taking care of the property, with a loader, a lot of little different things, jobs you can do with a tractor to make your life easier and a little more enjoyable.
I also enjoy your website. You've got a lot of great pictures, a lot of great information. There is even a backhoe attachment for these type of tractors. So if you're doing a major landscaping job or cleaning up, this is a perfect unit. And mowers also attach to these small tractors too, correct?
Yeah, they have a mid-mount drive-over deck, very easy to attach and unattach, whether you're going to mow or take it back off and do some dirty work. A lot of different things you can do. The backhoe, like you said, is an excellent tool. If you got some rocks or want to dig some lines in, anything like that, they are a wonderful little tool to have in your shed.
The more I look at these tractors, the more I think you could make about 8 other pieces of equipment obsolete just by buying this tractor. And right now, with the financing that you have available and also the rebate, why wait? Get it now. Start doing those projects because you're going to keep your payments low with the special financing.
Yeah, you can get financing up 0% for up to 84 months long with little to no money down. They have some great incentives to buy right now instead of wait, and that's what that financing is there for, to help you get your tractor now so you can start using it. Even if you don't have all the cash or money ready to purchase, it is an excellent time to buy a tractor, and interest rates will be rising down the road.
Tyler, people who have not been to Lodemeyer's in Goodhue, it's a little bit of God's country located right there in southeastern Minnesota. You have a beautiful new facility. You can walk in your showroom and very knowledgeable people that will help you with anything you need. And speaking of needs, outdoor equipment, you carry Echo, Simplicity, Toro, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, pretty much anything you need to maintain a property, you carry.
Yeah, we have a lot of different lines in the outdoor power equipment, some good quality lines that will last a long time. We also offer service and parts. We have a very good staff who's been with us a long time. That's kind of what makes up the Lodemeyer's name. We got some great people that work for us that make our business very successful.
You are also the area's Kawasaki dealer, and for people who need to get down trails or field roads or haul hay bales for their horses or just about any type of utility work on the farm, these new UTVs are amazing.
They are. They are a tremendous side-by-side that do a lot of different things. Even if you want to do some trail riding, not just work, they are great. They come standard with a 3-year warranty that Kawasaki side-by-sides do. That is no extra cost. So if you are looking for a side-by-side, whether it be for your property working or trail riding, they are a wonderful vehicle that will last a very long time for you.
Tyler, if they'd like to get more information about any of these products we just talked about, any of the special financing, or find out about Lodemeyer's or directions, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can check us out on the web. If you are web savvy, it's lodemeyers.net. You can find us there. You can give us a call, 651-923-4441. Or, of course, you can come to Goodyear and stop in and visit us. We are on the corner of 6 and 9 just outside of town.
I would highly recommend stopping into your facility. It is really awesome, and everybody there is great to work with. And thank you so much for taking your time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you, Clayton.
The big boys with the big toys.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tom Wagman from Ogilvie Raceway. And Tom, we've seen some of the family not too long ago down at Deer Creek Speedway at the Lucas Oil Late Model Races, and what a cool event that was. And you guys have the World of Outlaw Late Models coming Saturday, July 14th, the Ogilvie Raceway.
Yeah, we've had them for the last couple of years now. Crowds like them. We don't have a lot of late models up at our place, so when we can bring them in, it works out well for our fans and it works out well for us. So we'd like to continue on bringing them in every year.
You have an awesome track and an awesome facility. I can't imagine what those late models can do on your track.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is when they do come up, they feel the same. They kind of look at it and they go, it reminds us of Selena. Selena, they mentioned, but they do mention, now that I think about it, Magnolia Speedway, Magnolia Bay. And that's the one track that they always go back to. They seem to love it, and we're lucky enough to have a guy that always puts our track in perfect shape for a good race.
I know the UMSS sprint cars were just there last weekend, and they are coming back on August 18th, both the wing cars and the traditional sprints. What a great show that's going to be. And those guys do a great job of coming down and letting the fans meet them face-to-face, signing autographs, promoting the sprint car series, and it's just great all the way around for drivers and fans.
Yeah, they got some good characters there. Mueller, that's always keeping everybody laughing, and once again, Ryan Bauer showed that he loves the track, and it seems to fit him well. I think that's three times out of the last five that he's won there, so he is fast.
Something that you do really well at Ogilvy Raceway, Tom, is diversify, putting things on the track that people may have never seen before. And the Smoke on the Hill tractor and semi-pull on September 8th is going to be incredible.
I believe it's our third year doing it. It is extremely fun. I usually actually end up hooking all day, and we set records every time they're out there with the amount of hooks, and it's just a extremely good crowd and extremely fun to have them out. You know, it's a lot of farmers and a lot of big money toys.
Friday, October 19th, Saturday, October 20th, the Topless Nationals, and I can legitimately say that the 2016 Topless Nationals were probably in the top 10 events I've ever been to in my entire life. From your whole staff, what a great event. The races were awesome. To see all those cars out on the track in the parade lap with no roofs on, that was really cool. You guys do a great job with that event.
We try. One of us always seems to come up with a good idea, and the rest of us laugh at it and say it's stupid, you know, half the time. But that one, I can't remember who came up with it, but it was good, and we wanted to have the fireworks going off above them. And we're lucky enough, I reached out, I believe it was to actually the 18 car, Landon Atkinson, and asked if he could make ribbons for the Topless Nationals. And he made a pink ribbon for every car out there at no charge, a big one, put it on the back so we could see it from the drones. And it did end up being a heck of a show. It was fun. I can't remember the car count, but if it was at our track, it had to be over 180, I'm sure.
Tom, if they would like to find out more about Ogilvy Raceway, I know right on your website they can get directions. Everything should be right there, correct?
Everything is there. Anytime you need to get a hold of anybody, it's on our website, and you don't have to worry about bugging us. There's plenty of us out there working it. We basically have two full families working it, seems like. So, not a problem. If anybody wants to talk to any of us, give us a call. We will return your phone call.
Absolutely. You're great to talk to. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for taking time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Clint.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Hi, I'm Gary Wolf, former hobby stock driver and now proud sponsor of the number 12 sprint car driven by Johnny Parsons III, and I listen to The Dirt Show.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time, and then with Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it, and he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars, and you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor, and the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for Hornaday race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788. Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, a couple weeks ago, we had a recipe for your brand new Cookies Korean barbecue sauce, and you've got another great use for that.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, Clean. This is simple and mighty tasty, too. What you do is, I call it Korean beef skillet dinner. Take about a pound of ground beef, put about a half a teaspoon of our flavor enhancer on it, just brown it down. Then what you do is have 2 cups of cabbage sliced real thin and chopped up, and then it takes a half a cup of our Cookies Korean stir-fry barbecue and wing sauce, quarter of a cup of water, a half a cup of bean sprouts, a half a cup of scallions, and 2 cups of cooked rice. And what you do is you brown the ground beef down real good, and then stir in the Korean sauce, the water, the cabbage, the scallion, and the bean sprouts. Put the lid on and cook until the cabbage is just done. I don't want the cabbage mushy, but I guess I'm not going to be eating in everybody's house. But I like the cabbage to have a little crunch yet when I cook it. And then have some rice cooked up. Minute rice is good. If you got the time, it only takes another about 15 minutes to do rice from scratch. But cook that mixture together and have your rice ready and put a nice big pile of rice on a plate. And dump this ground beef and the cabbage and the Korean sauce and bean sprouts and scallions over that rice. And I'll tell you what, my mouth is watering just thinking about it right now.
You know what's really nice about these recipes that we've talked about? You could actually make a big batch of this at home, put it in one of those foil pans, cover it with aluminum foil, and take it to the campground or racetrack. Reheat it, and you could do some hot dogs on the side for the kids, and the adults would love this.
Judy and I have did that with a lot of the stir fry that we've made up in the last month and a half, 2 months, when we've been doing some testing. But, we make a big batch, and then what we don't eat, just put it in the refrigerator. And, boy, you can just heat it up again and dump it over rice, and it's a real easy, user-friendly, reheatable recipe.
So you are not only the creator, you are also the test kitchen.
Yes, and that's a tough job. Well, actually, our son Jeff is the one that come up with this Korean sauce. He said, Dad, why don't we come up with something like this? And I said, well, have at it. And he worked about a year and a half on it. He's got to get the credit for that because, boy, he did a wonderful job and put a lot of hours in on it. But I get to cook it and test it. And I've tested on pulled pork. I've tested on wings. I've tested on ribs. It's not an easy job, Clayne.
Oh, I can imagine. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, you got to just eat, eat, eat. I mean, it's thank God pallbearers don't get paid by the pound.
Speed, if they'd like to find out more about all of your great Cookies products, how can they do that?
Just go to the old cookiesbbq.com and also follow us on Facebook because we've got a lot of good recipes we post on there. And just always remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Have a good one, Klein.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle. Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a three-pack of Peak microfiber cloths is just $1.99. But they're not just inexpensive, they're innovative. After all, they clean and dry and polish and support our troops. Because for every purchase of Peak microfiber cloths for $1.99, we'll make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. That's no average cloth. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on The Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, June 7th, in the A-Mod feature, Tad Reitzel over Kelly Shryock, in the B-Mod A-Main, Josh Meyer over George Nordman, in the Hobby Stocks, Doug Wickman over Tim Seidels, in the Sport Compact A-Main, Oliver Monson over Jacob Techney, and in the Street Stocks, Kevin Opie over Derek Green. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night, June 7th, in the A-Mod A-Main, Justin A-Strike over Brian Haben, in the B-Mod feature, Tommy Bowden over Tim Canton, in the Mod 4s, Matt Halls over Dean Larson, in the Pier Stocks, Trent Oden over Abby Hacker, in the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Adam Vanderstein, and in the Superstock 20-lap A-Main, Dave Moss over Tim Johnson. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was racing last Friday night, June 8th, in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brad Waits over Jacob Bleese, in the USRA Late Model feature, Lance Hofer over Justin Sass, in the B-Mod A-Main, Sean Walski over Parker Hale, in the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Chris Hoofden over Brady Link, in the 600 Modified feature, Kyle Jumbeck over Greg Willets, in the MTS Hornet A-Main, Seth Scholl over Johnny Sievertson, and on the Lightning Speedway, Brady Bolin and Mason Stockhausen both take checkered flags. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 8th, in the Modifieds, Travis Scherer over Ward Ermey, in the B-Mod A-Main, Brock Grolin over Brendan Blazek, in the Dirt Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Sean Kerwin, in the Economy Late Models, Ryan Sater over Rick Schroeder, in the Hornets, Sean Robinson over Daniel Harstead, and in the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Sean Caranda. Granite City Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 8th, in the A-Mod A-Main, Eric Martini over Justin A-Strike, in the B-Mods, Zach Benson over Bud Martini, in the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Dean Larson, in the Mini-Mods, Dane Olson over Tommy Payton, in the Superstocks, Dave Moss over Dexton Koch. Fairmont Raceway was also racing last Friday night in Fairmont, Minnesota, in the Stock Car A-Main, Matt Speckman over Matt Scherer, in the Sport Mod A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf, in the hobby stocks Justin Lunenberg over Greg Seidels, and in the compacts Terry Blowers over Oliver Monson. The Jackson Nationals night number one, 20 lap A main feature for the 305 wing sprint cars, Dusty Ballinger over Caleb Johnson, and in a 410 outlaw sprint 30 lap A main, Jason Johnson over Darren Pittman. The final day of the Jackson Nationals, Saturday, June 9th, was a two-part show, an afternoon and an evening show. In the afternoon A-Main 410 Outlaw feature, Jason Johnson over Jacob Allen. In the evening A-Main, Donnie Schatz over Jason Johnson. And in the 305 Wing Sprint Car Jackson National A-Main, Caleb Johnson over Trevor Service. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 9th. The UMSS winged and non-wing sprint cars were on hand in the UMSS traditional sprint car series. Cam Schaefer over Anna Hippie. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Ryan Bowers over Eric Lutz. In the B-modified A-Main, Eric Lamb over Shane Howell. And in a full-bodied vintage stock car feature, Al Keske over Paul Dolphy. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, June 9th. In the A-modified 20-lap A-Main, Ward Ermey over Josh Thones. In the B-modified, Jason Hoffman over Nick Bruder. In the Pier Stocks, Carson Miller over Brock Volkler. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Brent Miller. The USAC non-wing sprint cars were on hand at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa, Saturday night, June 9th. In the 410 wingless sprint car, 25-lap A-Main, Tyler Courtney over C.J. Leary. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, John Egan over Ryan Giles. And in the 305 wing sprint car A-Main, Eric Bridger over Devin Klein. Make sure to check out next summer's July 5th and 6th, 2019 Corn Belt Wingless Nationals at Knoxville Raceway. It's going to be awesome. And our final race results, Madison Speedway from last Saturday night, June 9th. In the A-modified A-Main, Jason Anderson over Jason Good. In the B-modifieds, Jason Anderson over Tim Canton. In the Economy Late Models, Christian Vizeki over Jordan Talaxton. In the Sport Compacts, Brittany Smith over Noah Nelson. In the Stock Cars, Henry Hacker over Trent Oden. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Justin Taman. And in the Superstock A-Main, Sean Fernks over Trevor Nelson.
Thinking about a new side-by-side utility vehicle? Then it's time to get smart. And the smartest side-by-sides on the planet wear one name, Honda. Take their family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. These great vehicles got it right the first time in terms of comfort, handling, hauling, and user-friendly features. Every Pioneer 1000 sports a best-in-class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive quick-flip seats can go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. And for 2018, the Honda Pioneer 1000 lineup is bigger and better than ever. Why not see them all at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see InternationalSteelErectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Be smart and check the label before you put barbecue sauce in your grocery cart. Make the health conscious choice and choose Cookies barbecue sauce with five distinct flavors. Our sauces are gluten-free with no MSG and no fish allergen. We use corn syrup instead of high fructose corn syrup. Cookies always enhances your favorite cuts of meat or main dishes. Make sure the Cookies label is sitting on your table. Be smart before you put it in your cart.
Cookies is the one.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.